When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that was Gerard Mayo on a Patriots Monday moments ago on this radio station. So, yeah. Nuggets?
That we don't have the personnel. Guess what? You gave me you told me to go fix the car, and you didn't give me all the tools I needed. You know, and if I had the right tools, like, you know, I had said that, get a guy's ass and sit him on the bench, yeah, I would do that. But unfortunately, I can't because I don't have confidence in his backup.
But isn't that more pointing the finger elsewhere from Gerard Mayo?
Well, it's pointing the finger in the direction of, like, this is the personnel that I have. It's just like when we used to have the discussion about Mac Jones. And people would say, well, give him some talent. He don't have no talent. And, you know, some people would say that, but it's like, well, can he elevate some of the talent? No, maybe he's not good enough to do that.
You called that, though, because you said at the beginning of the show, that's why he's not sitting guys like Vidarian Lowe, because right. He's worried about the depth. And my take on that is, well, what do you have to lose right now? You guys aren't going to be playing, you know, in the playoffs.
Right.
So just throw the other guys out there to make a statement that you don't
care.
Here's
why, though. Here's why. And you make a very fair point. I'd probably say the same thing. If Vidarian Lowe is benched, and I don't even know who it would be, but tackle X allows a clear rush, yeah, and Drake May goes fair down, then it's on Gerard, yep, Mayo. Right. So in this way, what he did and what he's doing is saying, hey, guys, this is the team you gave me. Like, what do you want me to do here?
Right.
I don't have anybody else to put in. I can bench Ramondre, but talk about, you know, just shooting yourself in the foot. Right. He's one of our only playmakers on the roster.
But does he seem like a guy who's bothered by the reporting that Drake May was essentially the only guy in that locker room after getting blown out who seemed bothered by it?
He don't believe it.
Huh?
He doesn't. You're talking about Gerard?
Yeah.
Gerard doesn't buy that report because he said, well, after I broke them down and I was in the locker room with them, they all seemed like, you know, they all seemed very disappointed, very upset. Then,
well, that's what he says about every report, is that that none of it's accurate. That none of the reporting is accurate. They're reporting about Robert Kraft calling around and asking about how to develop Drake May. That's false. They're reporting about guys in the locker room that are laughing and having fun and don't care that they just got blown out. That's inaccurate. So, I mean, listen,
it's a very precarious spot because let's say it is half the offense that's laughing. You have how many more games? Five? So are you going to say they're all losers? You know, I feel like next year, this whole thing will look much different. The goal of the organization is going to be to keep as many people that follow the team on board,
right,
while you hit these rough seas. And what you're going to start to see is more and more like you heard today, which is more honesty about how the roster was put together instead of single-handedly calling out individual people by name. And there's going to be a power struggle this right. offseason between Kraft, Wolf, and Mayo. And it's going to be about the staff, freedom to pick your own staff, which we heard may not have been the case.
Right.
And it's going to be true, legit investment. The salary cap is about as relevant as, you know, the weather in Taipei right now when it comes to how this team is.
Well, they have $140 million within the cap anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It's like saying within Ernie Bach's budget, there isn't one.
Yeah, no, so, it doesn't matter.
So, like, I just feel like this offseason is going to be about the organization investing completely in this roster, Jerod Mayo having the ability to build a staff, and to be able to hold people accountable on a team where he actually has competent people to replace those that fall out of line.
Are you going to give him every possible opportunity to be able to look himself in the mirror when it's all said and done and go, I was able to succeed or fail because I had everything I needed and I just wasn't good enough to get it done? Or is he going to look and go, damn, they didn't allow me to do this, I couldn't do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you fail, you want it to be because you just weren't good enough at doing it, not because you didn't have the players that you needed. Like, he could sit up there and say what he wants.
Isn't that the business model that the old guy had and that they purposely set out to do differently?
What's that?
The complete control for the head coach. Weren't we told that was the problem the last 20 years?
I don't think Mayo should have complete control.
Well, then you're talking about the roster. Like, the way they went about this is that they wanted Elliot Wolf to handle the roster and Jerod Mayo to handle the coaching.
Well, guess what? They should fire Elliot Wolf because
but I'm just asking you. This is exactly what they wanted. This is what they set out to do because Bill Belichick was such a control freak, had to run everything.
Well, he did build most of this roster. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did.
So the roster isn't very good.
He did.
So,
But we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is they have the structure that they wanted.
Right.
They have separated church and state.
Right.
And I agree. What we need from the organization is a guarantee from the top that there will be a massive investment into the roster of this team. No longer is the $30 million an issue for Bill Belichick. And I also believe the $30 million was baked into their budget anyway. So when you had Bill Belichick here, he took up some money that you otherwise, it was the right investment in Bill Belichick. I'm just saying there should be a $250 million is the starting point of money that should be invested into this team this offseason. In trading for guys, it's not just free agency.
Right.
Trade for known commodities and then give them a new deal. You have so much cash, and you have a guy at the most important position. So take advantage of it. Try and do something. In the division, now, you know, the Jets are going to be bad again. Who knows what's going to happen in Miami with Tua down the line, you know, in the future. And, you know, the Bills are great, but that's always going to be the case. You have an opportunity with a quarterback to be a playoff contender next year if you rebuild the roster.
This is Kentucky Mike. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I know we're talking about the head coach and everything, but I don't see why we're not talking about more of the guys that are directly responsible for picking the roster. I mean, Matt Groh has been with the scouting department since 2011, Elliot Wolf since 2020. Every player we drafted last year has gotten worse except for Drake May. We've got 40 guards and no one...
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Seems to work. And Scott Peters is the O-line coach, but he's with those guys every day, yet we're talking about Mayo. I don't understand why we're not talking directly about guys that make the decisions.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always said, right? How when Mayo took this job, did he was probably sold, you know, like you say, Courtney, a bill of rights saying,
amen.
Hey, am I going to have the ability to hire my guys and then work with Elliott Wolf to say, okay, what type of roster would we like to put together? What type of players are we looking for? So when he sits here and goes, well, you know, we need help. But no, you need a wide receiver.
And Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
I mean, he sure did.
You need a wide receiver. Who is that guy that you and Elliott can both say we identify? Is it T. Higgins at free agency? I'm only saying that because he's a free agent. Or is there a disgruntled wide receiver? And I brought up Deebo Samuel.
Right.
Hey, Elliott, should we pick up the phone and call San Francisco and see if they're willing to part ways with Deebo Samuel? Like, these are all the things that I bet Gerard thought he would have some type of input in. But if
you don't think he's told you all season long that he does have input in that.
Well, just like you don't believe him on everything, certain things I don't believe him on. So why would
you don't believe him on any of this being at any way, shape, or form his fault? He's told you that he has input in it.
So what's the burn some cash?
I don't blame him for this roster at all. I don't think that if it was up to Gerard Mayo, you think he would have built this roster?
Right.
There is literally no talent. The offensive line has two, maybe one and a half starting caliber out of five. I mean, it's awful.
I apologized to him today because he's been telling me this for the past several weeks that I was out of my mind for thinking they had more talent than Washington and Chicago at the beginning of the season. He's the one who said on the show, we're going to burn some cash, thinking like, all right, we're going to go out and get some of these guys.
There are two positions on their roster that are league average. Tight end and quarterback. That's it. Maybe the cornerbacks with Christian Gonzalez, but the rest of them kind of stink. Like, that's your tight ends are average, good.
Yep,
fine. Your quarterback is good right now. Could be great, but right now, good, fine. Everything else, awful. Wide receivers, bottom of the league. The offensive line, bottom of the league. Specialists, bottom of the league. The linebackers now, bottom of the league.
Other than Barmore on your D-tackle, who's back, who you know, Barmore and Gonzalez on defense.
That's it.
All right, we got to take a break. It is a Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and Jones and Keefe coming up at 10.